Welcome to the Monthly Train Wreck, a show entirely based upon anonymity. We only go by alias names, so our professional lives may never cross. This episode, we interview Stella Speech, an up-and-coming TikTok star and social media influencer. We discuss the roots of TikTok and Stella's journey as a growing TikTok creator. This episode is brought to you by our favorite veteran-owned company, Zook & Lou Hats. You can find their link on our website at monthlytrainwreck.com. We also would like to give a shout out to our friends Cash and Casey over at the Me vs. Her podcast. They can be found on iTunes and Spotify. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to sit back, relax, and climb. All aboard! Okay, welcome Train Wreckers. We're here with up-and-coming TikTok star Stella Speech. The first time we've actually used a real name here on the show. By the way, we're not in normal podcast headquarters. We're visiting.
On location.
We're remote location.
Sitka, Alaska.
Welcome back.
Beautiful here today.
The whales were out this morning. That was nice.
I caught a salmon this morning.
Beautiful.
Before we get started here, of course, we've got to do our shot of Screwball Whiskey. Cheers.
I drank mine already. It was very good.
Mine's empty.
Pass this one down.
It's for the kids.
I'll have a little one.
There we go.
There we go.
Now we're talking.
Let's loosen up TikTok, Mom.
And then I said to my husband,
I'm goodness, God.
All right, so we're here with Stella Speech. And of course, if we're going to have a TikTok interview, we have to start off with a TikTok. So what I've done is I've put each person's name in a Zook & Lou hat. We're going to choose a name and they're going to do a TikTok with you.
Okay.
You can pick who it's going to be.
TikTok Mom.
Oh my God.
Oh. That's ridiculous.
Stella.
She put it in slow-mo.
She did.
Awesome. So we all start off with the famous first question. Have you ever had to take down something that your parents did not like?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Multiple times.
Which is a good segue to introduce TikTok Mom here, who is with you today.
So does when things go into draft.
Yeah.
You okay all those, Mom? TikTok Mom?
Many I of, see many it when they go live.
Oh, okay.
And then that's when I sometimes pull the plug. That I just tell her to do it.
Yeah.
But I do it less now because I see what other people are doing. And it's like she's normal when you compare her to all these other TikTokers. Mm-hmm. When I didn't understand TikTok, when I wasn't watching what everyone else was doing, it seemed racy. Some of stuff seemed really, when she had swear words in there and really, I don't know, adult. And then you look and see what all these other kids are doing and it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of more lax about it now because they're all doing it. I mean, I know not everyone should jump off a bridge if someone right. is, but it is kind of is what it is.
So you have not only tens of thousands of followers, but several hundred thousands of followers.
Yeah.
Over 8 million likes.
Whoa.
Are these like baseball stats? Do you keep track of these every day? Is this something that you're...
She's the counter. I just kind of let it go, I guess. I don't know. She will text me every day. You gained this. You gained that.
It's kind of fun when she has like...
One that's going viral.
Yeah, one that goes viral. Like she had one that had 2.2 million views like about a week or so ago.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool. So it's kind of fun to watch that.
And those aren't followers. Those are just people who can watch it without being a follower.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then don't they... a thing called a For You page. Ones like that go on a For You page, and that's
like the featured page.
Something that TikTok kind of picks out. I think it's some sort of algorithm that they put out, and so like they'll pick people that this seems to fit and that might be interested in this.
You like this type of TikToker, yeah. And so other ones that are similar.
Come up on people's For You page, and then that's how some things go viral.
It used to be called Musical.ly. Formula for the algorithm, by chance?
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be called Musical.ly, and then
I'll let you know.
Like a few
years
ago.
I think some people probably do. I have no idea.
Oh, so this was Musical.ly.
Yeah. And then a few years ago, TikTok bought it, and then kind of switched everything. And a lot of people, like the original, like they called them...
What was it before, Vine?
No, that was a completely different app.
Different. Okay.
The people that were on Musical.ly were called Musers. They left the app when it first became TikTok because everyone was like, oh, this is stupid. Like,
what was the difference?
you still
it was stupid. Weren't you paying attention?
Like, there really was no difference besides people weren't really able to like blow up, I guess, because they really didn't have like popular creators because everyone left, so it really wasn't fun.
Was it the same kind of content?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then like back in like when it was Musical.ly, it was more of like you hold your phone and then do just like lip syncs. And now it's like you do dancing, point of views, acting, like your own personal skits, all that. So then all like the original muses are kind of starting to come back because TikTok is now getting very popular.
So we're talking about darn near 300,000 followers, right?
Yeah.
How long would you say it took to attain that level of following?
So I was on Musical.ly too, and I had about like 10,000 on Musical.ly. And then over this past summer, I gained about 200,000. And then since then, I've gained like 300,000.
200,000 in a summer. Wow.
Yeah.
It's harder for, if she were a guy, she would already be probably at like 2 million.
It's easier for guys.
It's much
Why?
Easier. Her, she has like young girl fans, and then she'll have boys that like her.
Because she's so cute. So I'm sure you'd have a million.
And weird old men.
Yeah.
And yes.
There it is.
We've got a room full of them right here.
Yes. And then, yeah, those are the people. Like, sometimes I'll be like, block this guy and block that guy because they're weird and they send her messages.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they
or
can
they
communicate
do duets.
With you.
Well, they can set, like, on Instagram, I have, like, people can message me. And that's how I talk to a lot of people. But then I have DM, like, requests that I can just look at them, but they don't see, they can't, no, through Instagram.
Through Instagram.
And they can't see that I see it, but I can see what they say. And then I click on their account and they're just weird. So I don't open it.
So how does Instagram translate over from TikTok?
So in my TikTok bio, I have a link. Everyone has like a link in their bio that can go either to like our YouTube channel if they have one or Instagram. So I have my Instagram linked in there. So then I've kind of transferred some of those followers over to Instagram too. So I have about 17,000 on Instagram too.
At one point, you got a hamster, and you gave your hamster an Instagram account.
Yes.
And it had 5,000 followers within, like, a day.
Yeah, Carl. Carl.
How did you get started? Like, to kind of walk us through, like, how it became a thing for you.
Musical.ly was popular. Everyone did Musical.ly when I was younger, but then it switched over to TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
But by then, I already had, like, a lot of friends on TikTok. And so I would still talk to them, and I'd still post, and we'd have, like, group accounts. Like, we called them, like, collab accounts, and people still have them today. So we still post on TikTok, like, early TikTok, and then everyone started coming back, and then I started posting constantly by myself and, like, making more friends.
And so then, so last summer you got 200,000 people. Are you aiming for like a number, or is this just like, this is cool, I'm going to go with this ride? Or
if something happens, it happens, and if something doesn't, it doesn't. I mean, I'm happy where I am. Like, I have like a good amount of followers and friends and stuff like that, but it'd always be cool to like, recently some girl, Charli D'Amelio, blew up.
Yes.
I saw her on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, and she's, since like October, she's gained like 50 million.
Mm-hmm.
Pounds?
Yes.
So she's like, huge.
It'd be cool to be like, just like all of a sudden just like blow up like that, like overnight, like she did. But like, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, and I won't be like mad about it.
Was there a catalyst to that explosion? I mean, what was it that she did?
More her dancing. She's very good at dancing. And then so just she constantly posted that. And then, yeah. And some accounts have like their certain things that they do. Some do like their own skits, some dance, point of views, which is like kind of acting. And then some are just like a mix. And I do like a mix of all of that, I guess. Yeah.
So in your background, were you into like theater, acting, music? I mean, you're obviously comfortable being in front of a lot of people.
Yeah, I did a bunch of plays and musicals when I was younger. I recorded at our old house, we had like a computer, and I recorded a lot of like singing and dancing videos on there. Like, me and all my sisters did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you consider yourself a performer?
Not necessarily, but like, I don't think I would perform in like in front of a bunch of people. Like, that's nothing that I would be able to do. I think I'd be too nervous.
So yeah. You are following 580 people. Who are you following?
I'm following a bunch of my friends that I have, and then a bunch of like the top creators and just funny people that like I see that I enjoy watching their stuff.
And have you met some of the major TikTok influencers that are out there? Like Charli?
I've not met Charli. She was at like a TikTok convention that I went to, but I didn't see her.
Which one?
Playlist. She just, it was like insane for her to even walk through the lobby. I mean, there are 50 million people following her. Everyone was looking for her. She would not have been able to walk through the lobby.
The most recent one?
Yeah.
Where's the TikTok convention? Del Boca Vista? Or where do they hold that?
There are a bunch of different types. But one of the biggest ones is Playlist Live. And that's in Orlando, Florida. And it's like 3 days. And then there are a bunch of panels that the creators do. And then like concerts for people that like sing or have songs. and then like meet and greets. Like for me, I really don't go to those panels, but I just hang out with my friends because it's like a good place for everyone to go. And then like people are able to meet their supporters for anyone that goes. And then there's just a bunch of other little side conventions like Social Bash, Juice Crate.
What determines who gets on the panel? I mean, is it does TikTok have a headquarters where they evaluate everybody's popularity and decide?
The convention.
The convention itself will reach out to just a bunch of popular creators and be like, would you like to join us at this event? Like some will pay for your plane ticket and stuff like that.
I think to be considered like on TikTok, I think that's your main thing. You can be famous on different social media platforms and maybe not as famous on TikTok, but I think you'd have to have at least over a million to be considered.
Yeah, a creator.
Yeah.
That's going to be a no for you, Kramer. Hard no.
So you, I know that my girls follow Charlie and love her. And I know she's sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts because I know she brings in a cup of coffee and says, oh, this is so good.
Yeah.
Do you have to have like a million views to be sponsored and then you get paid? Like, are you hoping to someday get paid to do this or is this?
I think that, so when Charlie first started blowing up, she was always in love with Dunkin' Donuts. Mm-hmm. And then I think Dunkin' reached out to her and.
It's like us with Screwball Whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah. They reach out every day.
Stop bothering waiting.
How come we haven't heard from them? I don't know.
Who would you want to, who, if you could pick, who would you want to sponsor you?
It sounds weird, but I really like Diet Coke.
Great.
Yeah. Awesome.
And that's
and she's what, got a can here,
I
right?
I thought you
here.
Were going to say Mercedes-Benz, I mean, but oh, Diet Coke is good, too.
Like a G-Wagon.
That's number two. Yeah. That's number two.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, as someone that works with brands to hook them up with influencers, a lot of times you can go through a service and have influencers served up to you by giving them demographic, psychographic information of the type of people and platforms you want to be on. But to your point, I think a lot of times the more valuable collaborations are more organic, where the brands are going out and finding someone who is either organically supporting them, right? And we've had a lot of success just in my professional career of finding those people because they tend to be a little more genuine, a little more credible, rather than just creating some contrived relationship. So, I mean, Diet Coke hears this. Don't be surprised if you did get a call.
She posts a lot with
that. With a can of Diet Coke.
Everyone knows there. I like it. Whenever I go live, people will comment, where's your Diet Coke and stuff like that.
When did you start drinking Diet Coke?
I think they put me on that years ago.
We don't drink it.
Good job, TikTok.
TikTok mom is getting pointed at.
I like the phrasing. That's when they put me on this, as if it's a course of medication.
It was in the bottle.
Yes. Yeah. But then none of them really drink it anymore, and I'm the only one that does.
So are you making money doing this now? Or is this just fun and just kind of a passion?
A lot of it is just fun, but then there are a bunch of brands and stores that reach out to me. I've had a few in the past few days. I have like these cool lights in my room, on my ceiling and like LED lights, and they reached out to me and asked me if I could promote their product. So I put that out there and then people can use my code to buy the product, which will get them a percentage off, and then I get a percentage of the sale. Okay. Yeah.
So have you made money yet?
Yeah. Wow. And then I can get paid to post. If someone would reach out to me and say, well, can you use my song for how much do you charge for a 24-hour post of this song? And so I listen to the song and I decide, and then if I don't want to use it, then I don't use it. But
I mean, essentially, it's curating a brand, right?
Yeah.
You're cultivating it. And what's nice about, I think, with your presence is that it's very genuine, right? And you're actually choosing. It's nice to hear that you're choosing and not just selling out to the highest bidder, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I think those are the type of people who make that migration from micro-influencer to full-blown influencer. And that literally is a line of demarcation in terms of followers.
Yeah.
So that's I think, a great way.
Scotty, by the way, is a full-blown sellout. I mean, he would sell out for
I'll do anything for a dime.
We're working for the Asbestos Council now. We're sponsored heavily by them. We think it's going to make a comeback.
Mercury. It's not just for your thermometer. You're in the caboose.
The big guy.
Yeah.
What's amazing from a business perspective is watching this whole media landscape be fragmented into every person being a channel on the dial, right? That you can dial into and you can broadcast your own content and have people pay attention and then be able to monetize that. It's frightening, but amazing as well. So tangential to that thought, the question I have is what happens when TikTok is no longer a thing?
That's something that I've been like thinking about recently because I would like to start YouTube and kind of move those followers to YouTube and make YouTube like one of the top things I do. Because obviously TikTok won't last forever, but YouTube is a very big thing and probably will be for a very long time. But I'm not sure if I'm ready, I guess. There's like some things I'm scared about because I'm fine with TikTok and like I'm comfortable with posting on TikTok, but I don't know if I'm comfortable with people like getting so into my life because that's like them like really coming into my life then.
Do you actually sing at all on any of these videos? A lot of it's, you know.
I have sung a few songs on some videos, but it's not something. Two times, yeah.
I saw you singing at 3 a.m. in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the Is that new jazz club, 3 a.m. in the dark?
No, you sounded good.
Thank you. Thank you.
I noticed on TikTok, you'll see a lot of people doing the same thing. You know, you see a lot of people lip-syncing the same song or doing the same dance. Mm-hmm. And are there certain influencers on that platform that are kind of the trendsetters?
So, like, say, like, a smaller creator creates a dance or something like that. And usually, mostly right now, it's like, if Charli D'Amelio uses it, then TikTok, then it's all over. But the creators have become, like, very good at giving credits. There have been issues with people, like, not giving credits to someone who does a dance. So they're really good at giving credits now. So anyone who makes a dance or, like, has an idea, like, they usually get credits for it. But then any of the popular creators, like, for example, Charli, if she does something, then it becomes, like, a trend, stuff like that.
What inspires you when you go to create one of these videos?
I don't really know. I see a lot of these people, like the really popular creators, and I just enjoy doing it. I don't know. I have many supporters, and they're fun to talk to and stuff, and like it's like I don't really want to like lose what I have, and I have a lot of really good friends from this.
So has your friendships with friends that you had before this kind of notoriety, have those relationships changed at all?
They haven't. I've stayed close with most of my friends. There have been like a few people that like have some things to like say about what I do, I guess. And it's kind of sometimes affected our friendship. But I mean, at the end of the day, I still have like those like five or six friends that are like real and don't really like use TikTok to like describe me. I guess like it isn't like something they think about when they think of me, which is good. So there are some people that have our relationship has definitely been affected with. And some people, like, I'm friends with some really popular creators, and some people that know that I'm friends with them, they'll come to me and try to use me to get to them, which is, like, something that, like, it's just kind of, like, annoying, I guess, sometimes, but...
Sounds like Kramer.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, he's going to ask later to do...
Yeah. Do a TikTok with you.
This got awkward. The whole reason I'm here today. Listen, Kramer's been working on a couple of dance moves. One's called the spasm, and the other one's called, hey, what's wrong with that guy? You'll know the difference when you see him, but yeah, wait.
Do you get recognized out, like, in the public? Do people stop you?
And two days ago, you were.
Oh, yeah, I was... He was kind of older. He was an older man.
A creeper?
Hey, I like it when you move like that.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of brings up, you mentioned you have to delete some certain messages and things like that from certain individuals who are sending you personal DMs, right?
Yeah.
How do you decipher who you're going to contact back, who you're going to...
I really watch with who I'm messaging because, like, you don't know who I'm messaging if someone's, like, a hacker, can hack into my stuff or something. So I'll read a message, and then I'll go to... I usually go to their account, and I'll see, like, how many followers they have, like, their posts... If they have, like, a lot of girls nowadays have, like, Viscos, which is another app just, like, where you post pictures. I'll click on their Visco just to see if it's legit, and then I'll respond. And then if it seems sketchy, if they respond back, then I just won't respond.
Yeah, it seems like you have to be self-aware. You strike me as pretty savvy. You seem like you have an awareness of what's happening and what's going on. And
yeah.
Feel pretty grounded in that. And TikTok mom, you feel that's true?
Yeah, she's...
What about the haters? Talk about that. I mean, anytime you're putting yourself out there, obviously...
Yeah.
Jealousy, you just see jealousy in this world, I think, is the root of a lot of issues. Again, Kramer, I would say Kramer is really jealous. But, you know, what's that like to deal with for you? And then TikTok mom, what's that like to watch, you know, your child have to deal with that?
Well, I mean, there's always going to be people that, like, don't like you. And I know that. If I don't know them or I know them, there's always going to be people that don't like you. But it really does suck to watch people comment on your stuff that, like, you just don't know. And they're just kind of saying random stuff, judging you based on little things, how you act, for some people how you look, some people how you talk, so all that. But it just kind of sucks to see that just because, like, I try to keep my content positive and, like, all that, and then it just sucks to see that sometimes. But it really did affect me in the past. I wasn't used to it, but now it's just, like...
You just develop kind of a thick skin, kind of, right? Like, okay, well, I don't know this person.
I think beyond thick skin, okay, I think that's an evolutionary process, and it's a credit to you to have had the ability to come out the other end with what appears to be a comfort in your own skin. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of people a long time in life to get to the point where they're comfortable in their own skin, and that's what enables people to do great things, to really find fulfillment in what they do. So, congratulations on getting there, because in speaking to you, it certainly feels that way, that you're comfortable in your own skin, you have the haters in their own place where they should be.
Yeah.
And you have that those comments in perspective. So I think that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. You mentioned these haters on TikTok, these people you don't even know saying things. What about people you know?
Yeah, mostly there was a lot of people that I knew on anonymous accounts that I eventually found out who they were. Some close friends, some not. Mm-hmm. But the closer they are to me, the worse it kind of is, just knowing, like, I mean, some people I know in person, like I know of that live around me, but I really don't personally know that I saw in school or whatever. It just kind of sucks. And I was like, okay, well, I really don't want to see them. I was being posted on people's like stories and stuff, like making fun of like my TikToks that I posted, but.
And then an Instagram.
Oh,
page was created.
There's pages on Instagram.
That were basically.
Yeah. Just making fun of me and saying how. Like judging me based on my TikToks.
And this was created. Did you find out who created it? Was it somebody you knew?
Yeah, I knew them, and
you want us to take care of
you're
it.
You're fully aware.
We're on it.
Yeah. That those are, and that is the behavior of someone who's not comfortable in their own skin.
Right.
Someone
jealousy.
There are A caliber people in this world. They surround themselves with A plus caliber people in this world because it makes them better.
Yeah.
B and C caliber people surround themselves with D caliber people to make themselves feel better. Right. Right. Yeah. So don't worry about it. You know.
Yeah. And there's still some accounts that come on my lives or whatever and comment, and I know who they are, and I am really good friends with them, but they don't know that I know who they are, and I don't, and like in person I'll see them, I know they're still behind the account, but I'll still be super nice to them because
you're not really good friends with them, you're their acquaintance.
Yeah.
Are any of these accounts run by TikTok mom? Let's get that on the table right
probably.
Now so much
sure,
secret hating.
I'm sure they're coming out and judging my account.
Well, so yeah. TikTok mom, how do you feel about all of it?
It got to a point where I'm like, you have to choose. You're either going to not care and not be bothered by the hate, or you quit. I mean, do you need to do TikTok? I mean,
is it worth it?
And she's like, these are a lot of my friends. Mm-hmm. Because she was bullied several years ago before all this kind of happened. Mm-hmm. Bullied for just being her, and because she's
package
had a lot going.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't like that.
Especially
kids to handle,
and teenage girls can be brutal.
Right.
Kramer went through the same thing, being cute, athletic, funny, smelling like just a rose
before COVID.
Then we bullied him pretty hard, as you can sense. And I think we've got control of the whole thing now, right?
Barely.
No, but it's hard. It's hard.
And when she was bullied previously, she did go online, and this is where she found, like, she went on Musical.ly and stuff and mm-hmm. found a lot of friends there who kind of...
Like supporters, kind of?
Yeah, and they didn't care and whatever, so they became her friends. So then at this point, years later, delete them and pretty much not have them was... not an option.
Mm-hmm. For I was her, listening so. To a podcast that two popular creators did.
And this was not Kramer?
It wasn't Kramer.
No. It was too popular. Popular is what...
It was months ago.
I love the fact that TikTok mom has just jumped right on the train with the Kramer.
That's why it's
She's now on the panel.
Yeah. It was a podcast with two popular, like really popular creators, and they were saying how if you are on TikTok or if you were on Musical.ly and you have like semi-following, you will be bullied and you will be made fun of. And because all of my friends, most of my friends have gone through the same exact thing with being made fun of and posted about and talked bad about for just being them.
Why do you do it?
Do.
TikTok.
I don't know. It's just, it's fun. And I like... It's just like a way to like express me, I guess. Because like you really can't express yourself through Instagram just with a picture. And with TikTok, you can choose what you post and choose like what the topic of the post is. Like there have been posts about like, that I posted about like depression, some about like just all different types of stuff that people can relate to.
Can you talk a bit about the creation of a TikTok? I mean, how does it go about the production of it?
So people bring sounds to TikTok, whether it's like a song or if they make them themselves. And then you film it, you lip sync the song usually, and then you can either add text to it, create like a whole skit or like a scene. Like I've created like scenes with a song, like I can cut it, like I can cut the music and then move to a different location and then film in this location and then move again. So I've created some of those where like it's just like a whole scene of like a movie.
Have you learned a lot about production in terms of lighting and
yes.
prep and all of
and
that?
Editing.
And editing.
Very
yeah,
good.
Yeah. So mostly, like I have a ring light, which is like really good lighting.
I was just going to talk about that, Kramer. You need a ring light. Like, you look gorgeous. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah. So that helps because like, the better quality video you have, the better it is.
You guys have gotten to travel a little bit. This is new experiences. You're on the West Coast. You've been down in Florida, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that...
Chicago. D.C.
Do you feel like there's any type of celebrity status? What am I trying to say? People
know
who you are.
Well, especially mostly at these events, just because it's full of these TikTokers and YouTubers and everything else. people will come up to me and ask me for pictures and say hi and stuff, and we'll make TikToks. But I can be an awkward person sometimes. So, and I warn people that I meet. I'll go live and I'll be like, I'm just letting you know I'm really awkward, but people will still come up to me and they'll...
That's great. That's real, though. I mean, that's refreshing.
You're a real person.
Well, what about... I wanted to ask you ladies about... When do you worry about when adoration turns to objectification in just, again, you know, a cute young woman? And so we talked about kind of the haters, but what about, does it go too far the other way? And how do you worry about
the creepers?
The creepers,
exactly. Right. There are a lot of commenting and stuff. It's kind of a trend on TikTok right now with the girls kind of speaking up about stuff that's happened in the past to them and about comments that guys are making and stuff. But there are a lot of men on there talking about girls and just like weird things. But it's just got to ignore them, I guess.
It's kind of like the haters just move past it.
Yeah.
That's the internet for you. I mean, if you create a pool, it will be toxified by bad people.
Yeah.
Well, we just assume that they're probably a good percentage of her followers are probably like old men. I mean,
oh, is that right? Kind of,
this post brought to you by Preparation H.
Just don't
do it all.
Does it worry you much when you think about that? That's probably the case. Just that, and question maybe the content.
Yes, but I also know that all these other people are doing the same content. So I don't know. I mean, it's out there. I need her to stay more anonymous, and so people don't know where she lives and that kind of stuff.
That's a problem with people from where I live now.
Anyone,
a lot of people know where I live.
Sitka, Alaska.
Yeah, a lot of people know where I live, so they will come on my live and think it's funny to write my address in the comments.
Oh man!
And create accounts.
Miners are able to produce and publish content. Is there any liability on their part to protect you?
Yeah, they have some of our, I think the only information that they have is my phone number. I don't have to give them my address, but they watch a lot of stuff that's posted. Like, they are really on top of everything. So if there's something that looks inappropriate, looks offensive, they'll delete it.
Okay. I'm fairly certain that when you sign up to create an account, in the user agreement, that they've basically, yes.
Yeah.
Who's creating the account? So you have a minor creating the account, which legally they cannot sign a contract.
Kramer's a part-time ambulance chaser, slip and fall artist, we call him.
Oh man, bring that thing down here, Stella. Tell us what's on the
table.
What's on the table?
It's fake, doesn't it? Look at the little.
He's a teacup Yorkshire Terrier.
Absolutely adorable.
And but that's like a half a pound. I mean, that thing weighs like 6 ounces or something.
I've eaten nachos that weigh more than that. So, question.
And for the record, Dad doesn't know about it yet.
We're embargoing the episode until after he finds out. What are some of the most inspirational comments you've received, and things that people say and share that really fuel your positivity around the platform?
Well, I've shared a lot of what's happened to me in the past with like mental health and stuff like that, and that can like inspire others. And I get messages about how like that inspires others. And then I've always said how people can like reach out to me if they ever want to like talk or something like that. So I'll have conversations with people about like that type of stuff. And then like at the end of the conversation, like the thank yous, and people have written like essays about like me, like helping them through stuff, which is really nice to see.
It's great to see that genuine side of this come through and actually making a difference in positivity. Because what that does is characterize it not as narcissism, not as like self-actualization through give me love, but rather doing it in a genuine way to help others. I think
so. If this doesn't work out, you have a career in counseling?
I mean,
it sounds like you care and you listen and you give advice. And
Hollywood, she can help you after the show.
I have a question. I know, because I know a little bit about, more than the boys do, about TikTok. I know there's a house where all these influencers live. Is that a goal to get to, what's it called, the Hub House?
The Hype. There's a Hype House and the Sway House.
Okay.
So there's two different houses. One of them is all boys and one of them is a mix. But it's just a bunch of very popular creators that everyone watches now.
Right.
We've been to one of them.
Have you?
Yeah.
We've both been.
And what was that? What was that like?
It was the Sway House, and it's in Los Angeles.
That's
both of them are.
All the boys.
Yeah, and it's just like a place for them to film content, hang out, and...
Some live there.
Yeah, most...
How many?
There's five of them in one house, and then I think there's eight in the other one.
In the Hype?
Yeah, so they live there full time, and they're not all over 18 or able to take care of themselves, so there are people, like adults, staying in the house with them.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it take to have to live there?
At Sway House, they are managed by a talent
agency.
Yeah. A certain one. And so they have the option, or they have to be asked to live in that in that house. But if you're managed by this talent company, you can go visit there almost anytime. So the other part of TikTok Mom is my girlfriend, and her son is in that talent agency. That's his talent agency.
His manager.
Manager. And so he can go visit. So that's why we went. We went. Yep.
So if things don't work out with the Sway House or the Hype House, Kramer has the Shame Shack in Mobile, Alabama, which is another option to explore. And I think that you can really...
So creepy. You are getting beat down today.
They have 3 followers.
No, 2 now. 2. Are, they went down.
One of which is a bot. So...
No, but is that a goal? Would you want to be in the Hype House? Is that a kind of like the ultimate for a TikToker?
That would be cool, but I feel like it'd be kind of scary to just like, I don't know, I want to go to college. I do, just for the experience.
Good. Yay! Woohoo!
TikTok Mom is so
way to go, Mom. Way to go, Mom.
By the way, I like it just for the experience. Not for nothing the classes, but you know, that life experience.
I don't personally know how like the people out there feel, but like I don't know how it'd feel to like kind of leave your families here and like be there for like holidays and stuff. I feel like I'm like running away from home.
And there's these agencies that are running it. Is there's then an expectation that a certain amount of content be constantly produced by these people who live there?
Yeah, it's kind of a job. Yeah, and then they have like to post specific things like brand deals that the house itself like gets involved with.
It becomes a machine, right? I mean, you're cross collaborating, cross pollinating followers, viewers, etc. And
yeah, they're
just,
collabing.
Yeah, and then you get pimped out to the brands, basically.
What's fun for you now? Who's trending now that you watch?
Charli D'Amelio and Addison Rae and Dixie D'Amelio are like the 3 top creators right now.
They were all in the Hype House. Now Dixie and and what's her name?
Charli
are not in it because they are now have a different talent agency based out of New York, and I think they're doing
a
YouTube,
lot of
but
different
they're,
things. There was a rumor that they had a TV show starting, like the Kardashians, like Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Because they're sisters, right?
It's
and the parents.
Yeah, I caught 2 Emilios.
The parents are involved.
Estevez and
back in the '80s.
Darn it!
That doesn't date you or anything,
right?
Does Stella even know who Emilio Estevez is?
No, no.
That's your mailman, the man that brings your mail. His name is Emilio Estevez. He's a lovely man.
He might be doing that right now.
Yeah, I haven't heard him lately, so he probably is.
If this continued to take off, would you want to then leverage this platform further? Like you said, you mentioned mental health awareness and things like that. Is there...
Definitely mental health awareness is a big thing that I would love to look at and do and be a part of. And then I'd love to act. I've done musicals and plays when I was younger, and when you're on TikTok and stuff like that, you're kind of acting in some of the things you do, so I enjoy doing it. And
I think it's cool that for the mental health piece, but also the anti-bullying, because there's so much
really
out there.
Common.
It's ridiculous, and to have someone who's been through it and who's a voice for it and who can look to you, I mean, that's huge. They're like, I'm here. You know, some of these young girls think, like, this is the end, this is over, but it's not.
Yeah.
You know, it's, let's look for the next day or till tomorrow, and so that's neat that you're a voice for that.
How much time a day do you think you put into this? And do you consider it a hobby or work?
Well, I film about, like, 15 TikToks a day. I don't post all of them, but my screen time for how much I'm on TikTok a day is like 9 or 10 hours per day.
Wow.
Is it all TikTok or what other?
Like, I'm just scrolling through TikTok.
Oh, you are?
Whether it's scrolling through, posting.
How many hours editing everything do you believe?
It depends on the video. If it's a dance video, then I really don't do that much. If it's like a point of view, which is like, for example, like point of view, you're walking your dog, and then it will show you walking your dog or something like that. Sometimes there's like text you have to put in and cut each part to like make it all match up, I guess. It just can take like 30 to 40 minutes, I guess. Depends on how good you want to make it. If it's sloppy or really neat.
How long could you be away from your phone?
Quick, grab it. Grab the phone.
Touch it. I'm melting!
I think about 1.5 hours.
Wow.
I think that bothers every parent.
I think it's the same for everything.
And I think so,
well,
too.
I just posted on Instagram like 1 hour ago, and I'm really wondering how good it's doing, but I don't really care.
Are you looking? Do you want to know? I mean, because they say that, you know, people want to get a certain number of likes, and it's like a dopamine. You get this reaction, endorphins, and it's like, so does.
Just throwing out scientific terms over there. Collarbone,
photosynthesis.
No, but you hear people, like, their mood depends on how many likes they get, or they don't get a lot, and they're like, oh man, I'm not getting a lot of likes.
Well, she'll delete it if she doesn't get enough likes.
What's that number? If you don't hit, you'll delete.
If I don't have more than 10,000, I'll usually just delete it.
How long do you give it? 2 hours?
I'll give it like a day.
Like, if you look at it at that hour point and you've only had like 200 likes, do you delete it? Yeah. Or what number do you delete it at the hour point?
At the hour point, and if it's got less than 1,000 likes, there's no point in it.
The sharpening the lawnmower blades, TikTok did not prove well in testing. Seven likes.
Oh, actually, one of her first TikToks, I made her put together a vacuum.
On live.
Was it live?
Yeah. And I had like 300 viewers just watching me put together a vacuum.
This is so stupid, but I'm getting my vacuum put together.
Hey, Stella does taxes.
How many likes is that dog going to get?
It better.
That dog's gonna
going
get
viral.
Can we mention the dog's name or not?
Yeah. Is this the dog's name?
The dog's name is Rick.
No.
It's not. It's Remy.
Yes.
Will she have her own page?
He.
He.
Oh, maybe I can make him his own page, yeah.
And Carl, how's Carl doing?
Carl's good. Carl's looking for a new home if anyone wants him.
I'll throw in 4 parakeets to wherever Carl's going. Yeah. I'll see your gerbil and raise you 4 parakeets.
Wait, I have a question. Did one specific...
I have a question. The whole thing is question.
Get this one in, because this is
what...
This
is what my daughter says all the time. I have a question. I'm like, you can just go ahead and ask the question.
I know. Did one particular TikTok make you famous?
I did one with my mom. We were in the kitchen.
Was this the Shawn Mendes concert?
Yes.
And you were swearing?
Yes. And it was my mom reacting to just a bunch of swears, and it just got like 2 million views. And I was standing there, and I said... If this doesn't go viral, she's not letting me go to Shawn Mendes.
And she's always like, just do this now. It doesn't matter what you look like, of course. And she takes like an hour to get ready, and then she's like, you're
fine. No one's looking at you, Mom.
You're in your pajamas, or you're in this like outfit.
Then the questions came in, what's with that lady that you're with? Who is that?
Who's the hobo caretaker back there?
Do you live in a drifter house?
Who works with homeless people? So that was the one that kind of rose you to stardom, per se.
Yeah.
Are you trying to establish a template for your own ascension?
I just want to know how to get there.
Someone old like Hollywood down there, what would you say?
On the trends, you got to stay up on the trends and do the trends. Post as much as you can.
What's a trend? Give us an example of a trend.
Like, a trend for a little bit was this dance called Renegade.
Renegade, oh yeah.
I know Renegade. I know Renegade. Yes. I have a delivery.
Are you
Renegade.
Having a seizure, Hollywood?
No, this is part of it.
I can't remember it. That's okay.
This will,
Hollywood's so uncomfortable with this turn of events.
That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, do you need a stretch or anything? Is that?
I can't remember. I just know bits and pieces of it. Never made it to cheerleader status.
Hollywood, just do whatever makes you feel good. You know, just...
You know what? Actually, I'm going to, because my daughter will think it's super cool.
Okay. Oh.
We're really impressed.
That's awesome.
Now my kids, I just they just love it. So I've seen it.
We've got 2 daughters who are on TikTok. I don't let them post things public, but they love it.
Because you're not crazy.
No, but they're young. They're young.
But what about this shoe thing?
So actually, our daughter got shoes from a famous basketball player. She got 17 million
Rodman.
Likes.
Oh, yeah.
17 million.
Wow.
So, and Maddie brought up the question I wanted to ask because she got all these all these views, but then there's a lot of mean stuff.
Yeah,
and as a parent, I was like, this is a kid.
Yeah, just for getting shoes from an NBA player.
Just for getting shoes. They took this magical moment and they turned it. And
hey,
it is
I apologized for what I said. Okay, we can let it go now.
No, and I'm like a grown woman, and so it's like I can rationalize like this is ridiculous. But like, to a 10-year-old, it shouldn't be that way.
Right.
Yeah. And it makes me sad that like that's the whole social media in general. It's just like I wish you could shut down the rude comments. It's just like because you can use it in so many good ways and I wish it were left at that. And it's just like if you've got nothing nice to say, it's that old adage. If you've got nothing nice to say, don't say it.
Yeah.
Then why would we be on this podcast? Why would we do this?
No, but it's that simple. So that's why I'm psyched for you that you got past that. And
that's one to grow on.
And
I think it still bothers you though.
Sometimes. It depends on what it is or what was posted and who it is.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's someone you know.
If I know them. Yeah.
And if there's one thing we take away from this conversation here today, it's the revenge is a dish best served cold. 3 to 4 years down the road, find Connie and Donna and serve up some revenge.
Yeah.
when we went to the Sway House, and the people that were involved with the Instagram page that were so mean to her were like,
can you get a video from this person saying hi to me?
All her friends, the people she knew from the Sway House and whatever, they were trying to get in contact. And she's like, can I just forget that you bullied me?
Right.
And
they You strike me as very classy. Good for you. Take the high road. I mean, that's really great.
Let us take the low road.
I wanted to take the low road.
I'm sure.
Kramer's there.
Kramer's all about the low road.
Setting the bar lower than ever imaginable. That's the train wreck motto. So what's fascinating is we were walking the dog down the street the other day, and I see what had to have been a 5 or 6 year old girl with her iPad leaned up against the garage doing these moves.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And I'm like, go for it. You know, get yourself out there, do it. And she looked really proud, and she looked really empowered, and she looked really excited, and I just thought it was a kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
I mean, coming into this, I didn't really understand what this conversation was going to be like. I think it's absolutely, to your point, positive, and it's great to hear the trajectory you're taking, why you're doing it, how you're doing it, you're doing it the right way. So thank you for spending some time with us today. Really appreciate it.
And we have, as always, our guests get a Zook and Lou hat for coming on the show.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you,
That's cool. I wish I had one.
They're coming.
And what do we know about the Zook and Lou hats? What's the background there?
Yeah, it's the hat. So they have a hat, and then there's a hat that goes on top of this, which is a sun hat. They connect to each other, so you can wear, even during the wintertime, have a sun hat, and you stay warm.
We need those in Alaska.
This is right before we get the Diet Coke sponsor, is the Zook and Lou hat.
Zook and Lou hat.
Diet Coke goes great with Screwball, by the way, if you're of age.
For TikTok mom.
Which is interesting because you originally said, I'm not going to drink any whiskey. But
I don't like whiskey.
And now?
I like this.
All right, hey, there we go.
I like to think of the theme of today as hiding the truth from dad.
Yeah.
If there's anything you take away.
I'm lucky to still be alive right now.
I had to walk out the front door with this little bag that looks like a purse.
Is he gonna,
dog in it.
Oh, yeah. So I just can't believe you're going to get away with this for a few days.
Is your purse growling again, honey?
How does your dad feel about
that? That's a good question.
Oh, TikTok?
Yeah.
I don't think he's a fan. I don't think he shows it, but I don't think he's a fan.
I think he's okay with it now. He's not as much a proponent as I am because I've seen it's helped her more than hurt her.
Oh, wow.
And I did just learn about TikTok about, how long did you say? 2 months ago?
January.
Oh, really? Oh, so you're brand new to this.
Yeah. So I spent like about a week being crazy and going through TikTok, and I finally figured out who all the people were. So we went to a social media convention in Chicago, and that's where I met the other half of TikTok moms. And I met her for the first time there, and I normally don't really meet people when I'm out and about, and so I don't make new friends that way. But we hit it off, and then I didn't know anyone there. I didn't know any of the famous people, so I would sit in the lobby, and it's always just so interesting to me because it's not my first social media convention. So to see like all the girls running to see this person and that person, I'm like, who's famous? I would always say to her, who's that, and whatever.
Yeah.
So after that's when I kind of figured out who was who, and I spent some time. So then the next time, was that when we went?
2 weeks later.
We went to LA.
Yeah.
Went to LA with the other TikTok mom and her son, who has like nearly 4 million followers.
Yeah.
And he had a manager then, and they were going to see the manager and meet with him. That's why we ended up going to Sway House to check that out and have a meeting with him. So at this point, I knew who the famous people were, and I figured that out. And then about a month later, we went to Playlist, and that's where I saw everyone. And that's crazy town. That's
where. What's Playlist?
Playlist is in Orlando. It's the social media convention basically for
all social media.
All
YouTube,
platforms.
You Know, which is another live app.
More for weird adults.
Yeah.
Kramer.
Wait, what is that one?
I know. I feel like you're on that already.
Face Vine, Tube
you
Hole.
You have to pretend.
Tube Hole.
But this was the first year Playlist was almost
all TikTokers.
All TikTokers. And so
within the past year, TikTok has really, really blew up.
What made you decide to get involved? You said you didn't know much about TikTok till a couple months ago. So what was it?
I knew what TikTok was, but I didn't really look into it.
Yeah.
So and
she met another TikTok mom, and neither of them really knew about it, I guess. And so then they talked about it, and then they were sitting in the lobby at night just talking, watching everything happen.
Well, I commend you. It's just like you could be like us. We're like, I don't know, whatever. But you're getting involved. You're getting to know the players. years.
And then we created our own TikTok.
Well,
I wanted to understand it.
Sure.
And I really, because she was getting it. And
she's going to do it regardless or not if you're in it, right? So you might as well know about it.
It did help me to understand, like, if a TikTok was weird or inappropriate or whatever. And so I was asking her so often to take things down before I spent the time doing my quote-unquote research. But now I get it, and all these kids are doing it. I know some of my friends are judgy about, like, what she wears, and maybe the song is swear words or whatever, and I'm like...
What are you going to do? Be like, turn off your phone, you know, there they are.
I'm sure.
And that's why dinner at Hollywood's house is like being in a truck stop.
Mother beep!
Pass the bleeping peas! Why is the bleeping meatloaf cold? Son of bleep!
Who's the most famous TikToker that follows you?
Does Charlie D'Amelio follow you?
No, she does not follow me. I think...
Come on, Charlie. Get it together, Charlie.
It's probably a boy.
Yeah, I'm sure. I think it could be Peyton. Peyton Mormeyer. I think
how many does Peyton he have? Mormeyer.
Quick, Google.
They have like 15 million. Peyton 15. Yeah.
Okay. Peyton. Well, sounds like...
Yes. Yeah.
You mentioned before the boys would have, if this was a boy, you had to say, he'd already have millions of followers.
Yeah.
I guess, why are the boys so much more famous?
Because of the gaming thing? Because of the fans that are out there.
Because they're most of, like, the fans are, like, younger girls.
Who love them.
All love the boys.
So, like, if she's friends with these boys, no matter what's going on, if they find out, like, this boy likes her or whatever, it's across the board for any girl, but she'll start getting hate. From their fans.
Will be on to me.
Oh.
So even if she likes a boy, I mean, and nothing's, she doesn't like anyone right now, but if she likes someone and they mutually like each other, it almost has to remain hidden because their fans, even her fans, would probably get mad at her. But there's a lot of hate that goes
forbidden
on.
Forbidden digital love.
Yeah, it is.
There are a lot of
Kramer's third album.
Hidden and it goes, relationships on TikTok.
Oh, for sure. Just, and then if they become known, it goes into, a lot of times it ends up on Instagram on a thing called TikTok Room, which is their worst nightmare. It's the gossip page.
Damn it.
For TikTok. And it comes up and they post like screenshots and TikTok videos of what's going on. And then the rebuttals from the TikTokers. And it is the last thing you want to do is be on TikTok Room.
Yeah. No one really likes it except for the young fans that like to watch it. But if you're a creator and you're on TikTok Room, it just kind of sucks.
My friend, who's the other half of TikTok Moms, her son's been on TikTok Room.
Doing what? What was the...
Girls.
No, yeah.
Just hooked up.
Girl issues.
Killed a drifter.
Yeah. A lot, like, even if there's, like, a problem, if, like, if I have a problem with another, like, creator or something, I tend to keep it off the internet. Just so people aren't involved in it. Like, there's no reason for all these other people to be involved in my own drama with someone.
I enjoy watching it, looking at it, because it's funny.
It's like a soap opera.
Is it like the Real Housewives for teenagers, almost like? You said, what about your father? What are your siblings? Because you have sisters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do they think about it?
My younger sister posts sometimes. Mm-hmm. My older sister...
How many followers does she have?
I think she's got like 1,000.
And her second oldest...
This is a good story because you want to know why she went viral?
She's a one-hit wonder.
And what made her...
What was her viral video?
She was making fun of me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No.
Yeah, she was a one-hit wonder. Now she can't figure out something to get back in. But she did make a lot of her followers... She got a lot of her followers from making fun of Stella.
Me.
Yeah. And then the oldest, not into it because she's too old.
Sure.
She missed the moment, so she doesn't really get it.
Yeah.
Her thing. I mean, like, no, not a lot of people in her age group do it.
She watches mine, though. Everyone in my family sees mine.
Yeah. Great.
Well, I think we're going to wrap things up here because we're
good. You have a big night.
We have a big, everybody can go out now, so it's a good time. Well, thank you, Stella and TikTok Mom, for being our guests this month. And thank you to the train wreck for being here. Hollywood, Hambone, Maddie, and Kramer. And
thank you, ladies.
Thanks. Awesome stuff.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Monthly Train Wreck. And thank you to our sponsor, Zook & Lou Hats. Please subscribe and listen for our next extraordinary interview by 5 ordinary individuals. Check out our website at monthlytrainwreck.com. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Google Podcasts. We are soon to be your favorite podcast.